Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, we're going to talk about brides. That's right. Bridal season is here. We're getting to be towards the end of April, and if you're listening to this, you know that bridal season is coming. May, June, July, August, September, all the way to October, I feel like is such a popular time for brides. So what are the things you need to do to get ready for your wedding? If you are in the bridal shower, if you are mother of the bride, if you are the bride, you need to plan ahead. So let me give you a little timetable of how I would do it if I was getting married again. I'm coming up on my actual 30-year anniversary, and that makes me sound so old, but we got married very young, had 4 kids, and we're going to go celebrate our 30-year anniversary coming up, so it makes me sentimental. But when you get ready for bridal season, remember things take time. Good things take time. Think about your appearance. What are your attributes? Always start with what do you like best about yourself and what do you want to enhance and really showcase your best features. Don't be that girl that talks to yourself in your mean girl voice and starts with, I hate this and I hate that. Because you know what, girl? You're the best you're ever going to be today. And you need to go into your wedding respecting that girl, the essence of who you are, and don't use your mean girl voice. Always bring out your best. So, starting with your skin, which is your very first impression. People judge you based on skin quality, your pore size, your texture, your tone, irregularities, brown spots, red spots, fine lines, wrinkles. So many things can be remedied by peels. So I recommend thinking about a peel the season before your wedding. Do one peel. It sounds invasive. It sounds aggressive. It is not. The new peels are very light. You get day 1 and day 2, bright, fresh, glowy skin. Day 3 and day 4, you'll get little eraser shavy peelies. And day 5 and day 6, you'll have fresh, brand new skin. And this is a great way to tighten and tone, exfoliate dead skin sitting on the surface, and make sure that you get rid of brown spots and lighten and fade melasma. We're headed into summer. Now is the time to do a peel before the summer sun burns in those brown spots and really darkens them. So preventative peels should be done 5 or 6 months ahead of time. And then again, you can do them 4 months ahead of time. You can do another one 2 months ahead of time. And then that might be my cutoff. Microneedling, you can do a series of microneedling treatments. When you do up to 4 sessions of microneedling, you can increase collagen production 400%. The skin becomes tighter, the pore size improves, the microcirculation improves, the collagen production improves. So overall, people get a month of glow after a really nice microneedling where we topically apply platelet-rich plasma, your very own products that we derive from drawing your blood. These are so nourishing to the skin. So I highly recommend microneedling as well. Start with a package of 3 and do those 3 months before the wedding. On the regular, you can microneedle and be red for just 2 days. And just in case if you're sensitive skin, give it a week of downtime. But honestly, 97% of patients, I would say, are red for 24 hours overnight. By the next morning, they're already starting to glow, and peak glowiness can happen at a week. And if you're looking for that glass skin effect, then don't forget we microneedle with our rosé facial. And this is using Botox, filler, high-dose vitamin C, stem cell growth factor, vitamin B, some secret vitamins. All of that gets needled into your skin. And that truly gives an amazing glow. It plumps up the skin. It's like a skin booster effect. That's our Tox facial, and you will love it. That one I definitely do the month before the wedding for that glassy, best skin of your life. You'll love it. For fillers, of course, you're going to be photographed from every angle as a bride. Think about where your best angles are. Think about where you want to accentuate. Brides get a lot of profile pictures when they're on the altar. When you're facing each other, it's so important to have a strong, nice profile. So I'm a huge fan of improving your cheekbone contour as well as your jawline definition. If you feel any kind of heaviness in the lower face, remember, we don't immediately go to the lower face. We always lift the vector to the midface first, because that's going to lift and pull. It slims and sculpts. It creates kind of this awesome heart-shaped, beautiful face where there's an uplifted effect to the cheekbones. And in turn, it diminishes lower face jowling and heaviness. I love to do a very sharp angle on the jawline with a strong, prominent jawline that pulls all the way to the chin. That's kind of what you see on Instagram, the Instagram jaw look, which needs to be not masculine. So don't go to an injector who's going to overly masculinize you. We don't need to look like a football player. We really want to look delicate, but very refined and sharply chiseled, and just kind of improve the overall pull backwards of the jowl and to sharpen the jawline angle. So you might budget half a syringe per side if you just want a little tightening, a full syringe per side on your jawline if you want really great angular definition, and up to 3 syringes in total if you want to get all the way across. And that's just traveling that distance in centimeters. Like, it just takes that much volume to go around that much distance from one angle of the jaw to the other. So think about your contouring fillers early on. If you're going to do your under eyes, I would also give this extra time. Think about when your photographs are. When are you taking engagement photos? When are you doing bridal shower photos? And plan ahead, because you need about 2 weeks after under eye filler till everything is really nicely hydrated and settled in. And you can't rush the healing process. You really can't. Sometimes you'll bruise. Sometimes you'll swell. You most certainly can have times when you get puffiness, and we want to make sure that you are going to give yourself adequate time to heal. So that's under eye filler. Lip filler, probably budget about 2 to 3 weeks ahead of time. And one thing is, make sure you try lip filler well ahead of the wedding. If you want to have very subtle results, think about starting with small quantities of filler over several sessions, sometimes half a syringe added on slowly. And if you want to do treatments of other areas that you're not quite sure how you're going to love them, like your chin projection, I would say also start with small quantities and start super early. I just think that it's important that you like how you look and you realize that family knows you with a certain face. You don't want to show up to the wedding with a fully different face. And also your husband or your wife or your partner, whoever you're marrying, they have a certain impression of who you are and what you look like. You don't want to come to the wedding as a different face. So really budget the time to gradually, incrementally change things. Now, people who like biostimulators or the collagen-producing products, you guys are definitely going to want to start about 3 months ahead of time, because you're going to do one session about every 4 to 6 weeks, and collagen production takes time. Sorry, it's loud in the background, but I am in the middle of a loud environment at AmSpa. I definitely think collagen stimulation is a beautiful goal, but you do have to think about, are you starting very early? If you're starting 4 to 6 months ahead of time, then perfect. If you're starting, you know, just 2 months away, collagen takes 60 days to grow. So your biostimulators, unless you're 20 to 30, are not going to necessarily be fully kicked in by the time of your wedding. So pre-plan, or instead of using collagen stimulators, use products that give you immediate results. Your doctor, your injector, your nurse is going to be, or your PA is the one who's going to be able to guide you with that information. Those are some of the important things. The other things I like to remember are the neckline and the décolleté with our beautiful dresses that kind of plunge or showcase our shoulders, or the décolleté. Think ahead, plan on doing peels that treat sun damage and photo damage of the décolleté. This area needs to be so pretty in our pictures, and we want to remember ourselves so elegant without a lot of distracting crepiness lines or pigmentary changes. We can definitely do Botox to improve platysmal bands. We can do neckline filler in the rings of your neck. We can also do biostimulators like hyperdilute Radiesse or Sculptra to improve the neck. I call it my neck wash technique. And the same thing is true for the décolleté. Sculptra is really wonderful in the décolleté. And these are products that you can start working with about 4 to 6 months ahead of time as well. Again, remembering that it takes time to grow collagen and it may take a series of peels to lighten and improve texture and change in those areas. And Botox, of course, that you can do about 2 to 3 weeks ahead of time. Why that? Well, we want it super fresh and most active. If you are wanting to have a little more natural look with some movement, maybe do 6 weeks ahead of time. If you want it super fresh with no lines and wrinkles, probably like 3 weeks ahead of time. Of course, you can bruise when you get Botox, so make some time for that to heal. We're all going to wear makeup mostly at our weddings, so I think that any minor bruising can be covered, but you never know when you're going to get a bigger bruise. So plan ahead, get your tox, give enough time for a touch-up in case there's a brow spike or any irregularity. We definitely want to treat that ahead of time. And try your Botox well in advance of your wedding. I've been doing this long enough to the point where I've seen brides that have never, ever, ever tried Botox a day in their life, and they come in a month before wanting to put Botox in. And I kind of discourage that because although I know you'll love your Botox, I want you to have tried it at least once to make sure this is the face that you want to be memorialized in your hopefully forever pictures. Hopefully you're going to stay with the same person and enjoy that look of the tox. Because there are people, it's very, very rare, but you know, 1 in 1,000 people might say like, I just don't think I'm a Botox girl, and I just think I like my face natural. And you don't want to find that out right before the wedding. So give some time to try it once, maybe 4 months prior. That way, if you don't love it, it wears off in 90 days. And if you do love it, do it the month before the wedding. So there we covered a lot of bridal beauty, from the skin and peels, microneedling, from contouring and lifting and improving support of the lower face, jawline definition, cheekbone contouring, my absolute favorite for weddings, under eyes and Botox. Those are lips, all the things that you can do to prepare for the wedding, and the time frame about how to think about it. And most important to prepare for the wedding is get yourself in the mindset of enjoying that day. This is such a big transformative experience in your life. Be in the mindset that you're going to just have pure happiness. Don't worry about the details. Don't spend all your money on the wedding planning. Remember, the real fun happens after. And you have my blessings for a long, wonderful, loving life together. So guys, if you're in LA, come and visit me. We would love to see you, your mom, your bridal gang, everybody. Come in and get ready for your weddings. It's bridal beauty time. It's groom beauty time. I don't know when the guys are going to start hitting the office hard, but right now it's 90% women and 10% guys, and we want more guys in the office, so bring your grooms with you. And don't forget to check us out on Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. Our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. In case if you can't fly in person, we'd love you to at least try our brightening pads to reduce pigmentation, my vitamin C serum, which you will absolutely love, my deep blue hydration. These things can give you the glow, and you don't even have to come in for that. Hopefully you're taking care of yourself. Remember your mental health. That's it for now, guys. Get ready for those weddings and stay beautiful.